30 years ago
in New York City, this biddy named Betty that was oh so pretty met an MC by the name of MC Ageon, who could get him jumping no matter what stage he's on. MC Age would grab the mic and
rock it,
take the crowd, pull him in,
and stick him in his pocket.
Nobody could knock it.
He was an innovator
in a freestyle match. You never
had a prayer.
He was a metaphor for hip-hop in its early stages,
a true art form that would last for ages.
Now, MC Ageon and Betty got locked up,
married that is,
and then Betty got knocked up,
pregnant that is,
and her stomach started growing bigger and bigger till she was overblowing.
Now MCE was flowing, working the rap circuit, talking with his agent, starting to network it, trying to make the bank to secure his kid's future, buying new dresses for Betty that would suit her,
cause she was growing larger and wider every minute, looking down at her tummy wondering
what's in it.
4 months later in a downtown hospital, Betty gave birth to what was then impossible,
quadruplets,
four baby boys, I'm talking four,
what?
Beautiful bundles of joy. Now MCE had been preparing financially for one little kid, so when they came out sequentially,
one to the two, the three, the four, his heart skipped a beat and he almost hit the floor.
There were two sets of identical twins all at once, two big healthy boys and two little runs.
Now MCE had never been good choosing names, so without much thought he named two bands the same.
One he named
Antipholus,
the other
Dromio,
the next he named
Antipholus,
and then another
Dromio.
In the next few years times were very rough,
when it came down to money he never had enough.
Four times as many cradles
and four pacifiers,
four times as many bottles
and mouths of dirty diapers.
You see MCE was losing, his bank account was
tap,
and the negative vibe flowed inside every
rap.
His vocab was
sap,
off and his concert always stunk.
Stunk.
He didn't have the energy to
resurrect the funk, so he started selling skunk.
You know, Chiba?
Sweet. Just to try to get by, to give his family what they needed.
He took heat
to sell it only to the heads he trusted. It wasn't too long before MCE got
busted.
Locked up, that is, in the local penitentiary, leaving Betty alone with the boys unintentionally.
Essentially,
the family was in a state of crisis, dead broke and burdened by the system's many vices.
The choices:
try to survive and pray for sanity,
or offer up the children to a foster family. They opted for the latter with sadness and bravery.
Betty drove the kids to the adoption agency.
Now MC's
rap style
changing while in
prison,
a fighting less
enlightened
vision now
arisen. His decision to give away his children had undone him,
and the guilt inside and follow pride had overrun him.
One day in his cell he put his head down and
cried,
dropped the pill of
cyanide
and committed suicide.
Betty
learned
that he died
the very next day, and his tragedy would have it, she died the same.
Meanwhile the children at the tender age of two were separated from each other.
I was sad but true.
One Dromio
and one Antipholus were brought up in the fine city of Ephesus.
Too young to understand and too young to choose. The other two was raised in the town of Syracuse.
And as the brothers grew up on opposite coasts,
one night they were visited by their father's ghost.
And he told his sons of their hip-hop history
and said in a voice that was filled with mystery,
one day you will find your missing link when you look in the mirror and you see yourself blink.
Blink, blink.
Hoo-ha!
Disappeared,
and their life proceeded,
and each young man
made a vow that they needed
to live up to their father's MC legacy, to be the best MC the world shall ever see.
The two Antipholi,
the bigger of the family,
made the smaller Dromios
be the backup MC.
And so it was the Dromios that treated like crap, crap, having the same backup on Antipholus's rap, rap.
They grew up living in a world of hip-hop,
surrounded by the one, two,
surrounded by the one, two,
surrounded by the one, two, three, and you don't
stop.
Ends a prologue and comes the beginning.
So welcome to a new world that you never been in. Enough rough stuff to make your mind start spinning. Listen up close so you can grab an earful. Some parts will make you cheerful and some will make you tearful. Don't be fearful, y'all, it's no drama.
Is it a tragedy?
Nah.
Is it a comedy?
Well, it's a new style. It's whatever we want to be. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bombing Head.